So what were you mentioning to me?
You know, when you're driving along and you see a big canyon, well, usually there's a stream of water that goes down there. When the snow melts, that'll run a lot of water. But if we don't have a lot of snow, they don't run no waters at all, and that's called gullies.
Uh-huh. What about ever have anything called a wash?
Well, that's, yeah, that when the ditches wash out and things like that, a lot of times the ice will get into the ditches and plug them up, and or weeds or something, and that they call out a wash out.
I see. And what about, he was a good heart as long as he is there any other word you might use for canyon?
No, that's all I've ever heard is just canyons.
What about a draw? Is that similar?
Well, that draw is what we're talking about, where those streams comes down. It's called a draw or dugway or something like that. You know, some of them's dugways.
Okay, so that'd be the same thing as that.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a place where you could do a little wet field area or pasture area where you can do a little haying? What would that be called?
Swamp.
Okay. Swamp. Maybe a little drier than a swamp.
Yeah, well, a swamp, the water stands in there most of the summer, and then they have to dry that up if they put up any hay because they can't get in there with equipment.
Nice. Now, a place with a spring might be called a meadow? Yeah, what's a meadow?
Well, a meadow is along where the river is, and then there's growth between the buildings and things, you know, that where the cattle range. It's just all kinds of grasses and wildflowers and things that call out a meadow.
By the riverside?
Yeah.
Well, have you ever heard the word park?
Oh, yeah, there's lots of parks. There's lots of parks there. That's... Of course, most of these are man-made, you know, they've made a lot of them. They just go in and they won't let nobody in there, only just whenever they have, when people goes to have picnics and things like that. They've closed off so much of our mountains. This government's got them closed down to where a lot of them you can't even get into with anything but a foot. Backpack.
Uh-huh. Have you ever, they ever called maybe a opening in the woods a park? Have you ever heard that term?
Well, yeah, I guess, but most of all these places like that, they've got them so there's scenery and stuff in that you go through there, and they've got, you know, some of them might have a spring, some of them might have, if it's anything that, even a sandstone, if it's got something on it, why they have to preserve it.
So you're probably referring to national parks.
Yes, a national park. Yellowstone National. Tetons, nothing there.
Okay. What about the term basin? Does that mean anything to you?
I don't know much about the basins. You don't hear. I think there is up in the mountains, up in that mountain country, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. And what would you call a flat-topped hill?
Just a flat top is what they usually call them.
Flat top. Hey, what about the word spelled B-U-T-T-E?
Butte. That's just like those buttes that you came through when you came from Lander.
Are those flat topped?
Well, they come up kind of to a marble top, you know, but they're small. You can walk up them. And the Oregon buttes over here, this is all Indian territory over in there, you know, in that country over in there.
And would they ever use the word mesa?
Yeah, but I don't know what that is. I don't. I guess they have them, but they don't have them called anything.
So you'd never use that word?
Mm.
Okay. And remember a song from the end of World War II? They said that there'll be blue birds over the white something of Dover.
Oh, yeah.
Now, a sheer drop-off would be called a cliff.
Cliff, yeah.